It's definitely more instinctive, more just part of me expressing my personality. The showmanship and the flair and my added almost MVP effect is just my personality shining through.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we head towards UFC 319, one of the most exciting personalities of the sport, bringing the speed, the swagger, the showmanship to the city of big shoulders, the one and only Michael Venom Page, MVP. Welcome to WGN.
How you doing, guys?
This is your second fight as a middleweight. You've moved around the weight classes, looking really for the best fight, the best fit. Talk a little bit about that and the thought process that you have with it. You're not tied or tethered to a specific weight class, kind of more looking for that best fit and the best fight.
Yeah, like I said, when I first kind of got to the UFC, it was more I wanted to get those exciting fights, big fights, and not kind of wanting to waste time. I want to try and get a title shot out as well. So I want to push for, you know, high-level fights and ones that are going to entertain the crowd. So it doesn't really matter what division it is. I wanted it to be at welterweight, but there's a lot of, I feel like it's a lot of politics in the welterweight division. So while they're having conversations, I decided to go and have a fight.
Has that thrown the UFC off at all, right? Where you're coming in saying, hey, how about you? And they're saying, well, it's a little unorthodox. Let me consider that. Has it been well received? Because they understand entertainment is the thought process.
Yeah, to be fair, it seems to be that they're happy to do. Otherwise, I guess it wouldn't happen. You know, they're allowing these things because it does make for exciting fights. So, no, it seems to be received really well.
It's been years since UFC was at the United Center. The sport is bigger than ever. Star power is so bright. Chicago's maybe America's greatest sports town, and there are so many MVP fans here. Share the excitement to come to the city.
Yeah, you know, I've actually fought there before, but Chicago's always, every time I've gone over there, I've always had a good time in terms of just going to being in the city. I've been there a few times, and I always enjoy being in Chicago. So, yeah, this one was added to my excitement, the fact that it was going to be in Chicago.
Fans who've texted in, because, you know, Chicago, it's a great food town. We have James Beard Awards here, all that. Post-weigh-in meal, we have some of the world's best restaurant chefs' food. Any game plan there for food?
No, not really. Myself and my wife, we're foodies, so we always have a look and see what's about. I always have to get a little classic Chicago pizza. But in general, I'll have a look once I'm there.
Yeah, we'll have to give you some suggestions. You said at this point in your age, and maybe you're in the home stretch of your career, with your style, the distance, the speed, I feel you could have a really extended run. Talk a little bit about that. I know it's what you do and you do so successfully, but you naturally avoid a lot of the punishment in the sport. Talk a little bit about that, the benefit to that and longevity and just your projected or hopeful timeline to an inevitable title.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's one of the biggest benefits I feel that my style brings to the table is there's so many fighters that, to be fair, it's always exciting to watch, but it takes years off their life when they have those kind of back and forths and, you know, the rough and tumble type fights. And it's something that even my coach has said to me from the beginning and says to a lot of us. He's like, I never want to see anybody get fight of the night, because fight of the night means there was a 50-50% chance that you could have lost that fight. But you want to get knockout of the night, that's fine. You want to get submission of the night, that's fine. But it should be one-sided. It should be clinical. We have to train. The hardest part is obviously the training. You have to train in the deep end. You have to train going through those fights. So those are the things that take years off you. But in terms of in the fight, he said he never wants to see that. And I agree. And again, my style allows for that to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this fight puts you in with 8th rate Jared Cannonier. It's an impressive guy, a bunch of first round stops. Is there a certain strategy for you to maybe feel it out early? Or do you just figure I'm just going to go in and be myself?
I'm always the first card I put down is being myself, because a lot of the times my opponents have never experienced that style before. It's always a difficult style for people to adjust to, and it's one that's why I say I always want to lead with that, because for me, it's such a successful style because of the distance, the range keeping. You always start with that, so I'm gonna go in there and just try and be the best me that I've ever been.
One of the things I love about what it is that you do, and I think it makes it difficult for opponents, is that when you can get in there and finish things early, it doesn't give them a lot of game film to break down. They don't have a lot to work with, right? And I think one of your greatest strengths is that you are completely unpredictable. Crazy angles, the range, the kicks, and I think a lot more power than you would expect from someone not so bulky. I mean, MVP, you're so tough to plan for.
100%. And this is, like I said, an added bonus is who do you call in for your training partner?
Like 10 guys.
You have to fight me. Right. You know what I mean? There's very few people. And even to help with that, Wonder Boy Thompson is probably one of the closest people that has, you know, we come from a very similar background. He has a very similar style. And he said he's had many phone calls when I've had opponents come up, and he's refused them all, because he said, you know, I'm MVP's friend. Like, I don't want him to lose, which again helps.
That's good.
So, and you know, I'm the same. I agree. If somebody was fighting Wonder Boy and they wanted to come and train with me, it wouldn't happen. So they don't have much to go on outside of what you can watch. And even then, there's some of my teammates that I've trained with for years still struggle with some of the angles that I'm able to pull off.
Well, because I think you're doing it on the fly. It's also situational. All right, so the showmanship, I think, and you realize, obviously, in the middle of the primordial sport of combat and conquer, it can get pretty basic out there. You're just trying to win. But it seems like you're always considering the crowd and always building them in. The entertainment side is obviously, it's an entertainment business. I mean, there's 20,000 people there cheering, millions watching. I mean, you can't just ignore them, I guess, and focus on the fight. Does the entertainment side, the showmanship, does that come naturally, or do you actually train for that too? Where you're like thinking, hey, this would be a good time to do something fun the crowd would love. Or MVP, is it all just purely instinctual?
Yeah, I'd say it's more instinct. It's more, I feel like that side of you has to be part of your natural character, and it is for me. I've been doing it since the kickboxing days. Anytime I show people footage of my kickboxing fights, they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. Like, he has been doing this for a very long time. And anytime I post clips of you know, my past fights, everyone's like, okay, yes, this has been happening and been going on for a very, very long time. So it's definitely more instinctive, more just part of me expressing my personality. But the in terms of the angles and the punches, those are trained. We have to drill that over and over and over and over again. But the showmanship and the flair and the added almost MVP effect is just my personality shining through the style.
Do you have a timeline? I mean, obviously you want to have fast track this whole thing, and I feel like you have, but after you win this next fight, I mean, there's going to be some choices to make. Do you have sort of a path for your sort of title run? I know everybody calls people out. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because, like I said, my heart still lies at the welterweight division. I still want to get work done there, and there's still some really exciting fights to have there if, you know, people are willing to step forward and take them. But at the same time, it depends on where things fall, because obviously it depends on who wins, who loses, and, you know, what the best step would be to move forward. And the UFC, they've been pretty clear. They're like, you know, if you take this fight, you know, you're probably going to be around here, and then if you take that fight. So they kind of help with the decisions on, you know, moving forward. So I guess for me right now, it's a case of focus on this fight, get the result that you want, get the finish that you want, and then sit down with the UFC and have a conversation about that next step. But I'm hoping something big very soon.
In the corner with you is, of course, the fans, and having that entertainment side down, you're gaining more and more of them, which compels them to put you in front of bigger and bigger fights and opponents. So we'll see. MVP, we're so excited to have you in town as UFC takes over Chicago. It's going to be an incredible fight night. Looking forward to a great show. And, of course, as we said, an inevitable win. For tickets and pay-per-view, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as we let you go. Social media wise, for Michael Venom Page, like, where can people go? Where can fans go to keep up?
Yeah, this Instagram at Michael Venom Page. I think the same for like Facebooks and just all the rest, to be fair. Got a YouTube channel, Michael Venom Page as well, doing some stuff there. I just started a production company, so we're doing some big stuff, ITM, so In the Moment Productions. Yeah, so there's a lot of exciting things happening.
Chicago is excited. Thanks again for all you're doing to add to that. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.